to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Gogs Mackay joining Gene and Chris. We had hoped to be able to talk with Blake Cousins. He's got this YouTube channel, Third Phase of Moon, a site, thirdphaseofmoon.net. And we had to figure out, what is this guy involved with? All we hear is that he is a producer. He's a producer at Cousins Brothers Productions. But also, if you go to the Internet Movie Database and you look up Blake Cousins, there is one there supposedly involved in producing a film. But I don't know if it's the same guy. I have no idea. Could be a coincidence. This guy is a shadowy figure. There's nothing about him online what his real background is, other than being an actor, writer, producer, and we can all call ourselves that, I guess.
I'll do a little digging on this. I think it's important that we vet some of these up-and-coming, aspiring stars. I'm wondering about just the very title of his YouTube channel, Third Phase of Moon. What is he, like an ex-member of the Unification Church, and maybe he's some sort of Sun Myung Moon fan? Well, Third Phase of Moon. I don't know. That's always kind of struck me as strange just on the surface. Where's the, you know, Third Phase of the Moon? You know, I don't know what to say, Gene. This kind of thing really, it's like a burr under my saddle. It's an itch I can't find to scratch, and I end up hurting myself. You know, again, I've said this 5 times already. This is really disturbing. It's emblematic of what's going on in the field. We're getting the waters are becoming more and more muddy. People are having less and less of an opportunity to have quality analytical education through analysis on some of these videos. The cost of the technology is coming down. More and more people are getting a kick out of attempting to hoax the rest of us. And it's just going to make it, and it is making it, more and more difficult to separate signal from noise.
And the avalanche of junk that goes online, all these YouTube videos, and I look at the plight of somebody who is lucky or unlucky enough to actually see a UFO, capture a decent photograph or a movie. And now we have all sorts of really good, cheap equipment out there to do it. An iPhone, a Samsung Galaxy, the new HTC One from HTC. This is their flagship smartphone, supposed to have superior capabilities in low light conditions to take photos and movies. All this comes together where anyone with a modicum of skills, because they also have this image stabilization stuff tacked on to these smartphones, they can take pictures. They can take really good pictures if they see something. But it also makes it easy for people who have a less honest bent of mind to have fun. So you could have the greatest UFO pictures in that crowd. Maybe amongst all those photos and movies over there at Third Phase of Moon, there's some real ones, some really impressive things. But there's so much junk, where and when do you have an opportunity to find the really good material?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose, what is the possible antidote to things like Third Phase of Moon? Because, as you both know very well, there isn't much money to be made in this. So if someone was to start their own YouTube channel with the intention of putting on, you know, as far as they can tell, real videos, who's going to do the analysis for all these videos, you know, which is a technical thing, and who's going to do it for free, and what is the answer? How can those of us who actually care contribute to something that is an antidote to Third Phase of Moon? I don't know the answer, because it all comes down to money and time, I suppose, and there isn't money and time in UFOs.
It would have to be somebody who does not care about the money, cares about just the experience and educating people or learning for themselves.
Yeah, I think you have to work on the principals involved and try to educate them and try to get them to fess up to what they're doing and get them to agree to do the right thing. If he is vacuum cleaning up all these videos and there may be one in 30 deserve attention, if he had the actual skill, analytical abilities, and the motivation to do the right thing, then perhaps that vacuum cleaner might be able to detect some real crucial footage that we could actually winnow out from the rest of it and then target our efforts and go ahead and have that video analyzed. He's got to be able to be willing and convinced to be willing to weed through these things and separate the signal out from the noise.
We have to assume he has the skills because we understand he's involved in entertainment. He lives in Hawaii. That doesn't qualify you for being anything. You can call yourself anything you want. We don't know his educational background. We know he has a serious problem with the English language. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, it's almost pathetic. You think of somebody who comes to this country and has not learned English as their first language, but then when you listen to his voicemail, he seems to have a perfectly ordinary American accent. Or maybe we're thinking, you know, we're thinking about the British actors or Australian actors who have American accents. He may be an alien creature who has an American accent. But if you read his site, it's written by somebody who does not understand English. It's not his first language.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, one alien that really did have a command of the English language was Paul in the movie, the alien in the movie Paul, I think played by Seth Rogen. That's one of my favorite comedies of the last couple of years. I really thought that was cute. But, you know, mindless entertainment is one thing. Serious study of things that go flashing in the night or go flashing by in the day that we can't explain, that's a whole different ballgame. You know, where can we get the whatever it will take to motivate people in a position like Blake Cousins to do the right thing? This whole mishmash of just some of the videos on there are just, I mean, they are so ridiculous. A 7-year-old could see through them. Others are really well done, and I'm wondering how many of these videos his people are actually responsible for. And there's some question out there that he may be actually helping fabricate some of these videos. And if that's the case, then, you know, we really need to get on the case here and pin this guy's ears back.
I'd like to know how much time and, you know, cost, what does it take to make, you know, quote unquote, a decent fake? Because I've always wondered, you know, we're always talking about motivation in the podcast, but you can kind of tell that some of these videos, even if they are fake, they must have taken quite a bit of work to do. And if people are just, you know, giving them to Third Phase of the Moon or just uploading them onto YouTube, you know, for no financial reward, to me that's quite a commitment to sit down there with, you know, whatever CGI software and try to make a decent one. And there's so many of them, you've got to wonder who is doing all this. You know, you can understand that the odd few, maybe somebody who works in, you know, a special effects house or something, got all the software and kit, and maybe, you know, like Lance doing something when things are rendering or whatever. But, you know, some of these things must, you know, that classic one where it's supposedly in Haiti or something, these two huge things, it's obviously fake, but it's a very good fake, worthy of a sci-fi movie. But that must take quite a lot of work. And I'm just wondering who is sitting down with all this time on their hands to do this for no reward.
I'll give you an answer
really
here. Let me throw an answer out. One possibility here is the budding film school student. I'll give you an example of this. When my son Grayson and I were writing our science fiction novels, he started when he was a teenager, and one of his friends, a guy named Bradley, was a budding artist, special effects artist. He used very simple software to do this. Of course, now you can get the software real cheap to create all sorts of special effects, but then it was expensive. And he would do this just for the heck of it. We didn't have YouTube then. Now we have YouTube, and people like that who want to learn how to do movie special effects, they want to work for one of these big special effects houses. They want to make their own movies. They're practicing. They're playing around with their software. And the software doesn't come expensive anymore. For $299, you get Final Cut Pro 10 on your Mac. For an extra $50 or so, you get Motion to create all this motion special effects. This is another special effect coming right up with Gene and Chris and Goggs. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene, Chris, Scoggs, McKay, and an empty chair here in the Paracast, we hope to talk to Blake Cousins, but he didn't show up. He's a no-show. We don't like that. And we're not just one to talk about him behind his back. He had the opportunity to be here and answer the hard questions. Didn't want to do it. But what I was saying, Chris, and I guess you were going to pipe in this segment, and that is a lot of the people doing this are just people who want to learn how. They're students. They want to learn how to do movie special effects as a hobby, or that's going to be their line of work. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a really good point. There's more and more, as you were pointing out in the last segment, there's more and more access to technology, affordable technology. To be honest, there's a lot of kids out there that really get off on pulling one over on people. I really have a feeling that one of the main motivations is just to see if you can get away with it and how many people buy into a feigned, you know, reality behind something. Some of these videos are actually very well done. I must admit, the circling object of lights, you don't really see an object, but you see lights circling above trees at night with the spotlight coming down. You know, it would take a cherry picker, you know, some sort of light array suspended down. The contrast, obviously, was kind of boosted so that you kind of render out some of the details in the final sort of rendering. But some of these videos, I mean, and I agree, Gogs, it's taking some time, especially some of the CGI videos. We're talking 100 hours, maybe, you know, a full week's worth of work on some of these things. Perhaps they are just calling cards, part of somebody's resume. They can go, well, you know, I pulled this one off and I'm this good. You should hire me. So there is a lot of opportunity right now for creative people in the film business. I mean, how long can they go on retreading 70s TV shows and doing remakes of, you know, in creating new franchises around like The Lone Ranger and Starsky and Hutch? And, you know, Hollywood is really bereft of new ideas right now. And this could be like a farm club for Hollywood to come up with some new ideas and showcase the talents of new up-and-coming animators and CGI people. I think it's actually, in one sense, it's kind of good, but in terms of actually the serious study of ufology, it's to me, it's a death knell. And the longer we go and the more affordable the technology becomes, the harder it is going to be to separate that. And I hate to keep overusing our theme here, but it's harder to separate signal from the noise, you know?
Are we equating Blake Cousins with, like, is he an American Jaime Maussan?
Yeah, and I can see why you'd say that. I think Jaime at least has some gravitas and has some legitimate journalistic background, and you know, obviously Jaime is a little bit, I think, sensational, but he's a known quantity in the old-fashioned journalistic tradition as it occurs down in Mexico. So, but I think you're right. I think there is, and that's a really point well taken. I think there are some similarities there, and you know, it's throwing all this stuff out there and just creating a cult of personality around oneself. You know, there are probably some questions about motivation and the psychology behind, you know, wanting to do this. Another person that I would not be surprised if Blake Cousins was pretty good friends with Michael Cohen, who was another one about 5 or 6 years ago that was reviled in some sense for presenting news stories from the Far East as fact and presenting footage that was obviously faked and sensationalizing obvious hoaxes to anybody with a discerning eye. We're going to be seeing more and more of this, you guys. And this, again, you know, I sound like a broken record, but this is disconcerting to me. And it does not bode well for the future of the field. If we muddy this field up too much, everybody's just going to go the opposite direction. Instead of wanting to believe, people are going to be in a place of, well, there's so many good hoaxes out there. None of this can be real. And so that quote that I did from that Dr. Hasselbeck about red herrings and 20 hoaxes versus one real sighting, those real events are going to go right through the wash with the rest of the noise, as it were.
The thing that bothers me also, which is part of the issue here, the thing that really bothers me, is the fact that there could be really legitimate information in sites such as this. But who's going to bother looking for it? Like, you've looked through a lot of the photos. I've looked at some of the movies, and I'm the kind of person, if you don't catch my attention immediately, I go to the other room. I say, forget about it. I have more important things to do. But, Chris, of all the stuff you've seen, at the Blake Cousins site on the channel at YouTube. Anything there that has any potential?
Actually, Gene, yes, there are. There are a number of what I consider to be potentially real footage. There's one very interesting 26-second clip that was filmed of a C-17 appearing to be coming in for a landing, possibly, or flying very, very low. And there is an object that's behind this particular very large cargo plane. I personally think that there's a really good likelihood that there was some sort of line that was coming out of the – it appears that the cargo door is open in the back, and they may be reeling something in or trailing something behind the plane. But that's real footage. I mean, that's it's obvious to me, looking at it very carefully, that that guy inadvertently filming a kind of an out-of-place C-17 actually did film what appears to be about a minivan-sized object that's trailing behind the cargo plane. There are some other footage, too. There's footage, daylight footage of an object that appears to be traveling through the clouds. It does have, in my estimation, some legitimacy. Be very, very difficult to hoax that particular piece of footage. There's some nighttime stuff that does appear to me to be some sort of plasma, sheath around some sort of energy source that does have the earmarks of some sort of plasma event around an object. There's a couple things. There's one segment of something flying by an aircraft. This film was done outside an airliner window. There's another one that's like some ridiculous, like, flying saucer that flies up off the wing of a plane and then shoots off. That's obviously a hoax, a very well done piece of CGI. But again, I think out of all these 600 some odd videos, I'll bet you there's a couple of dozen in there that really deserve some attention. And it's really a shame that he and his team, which he obviously has a team of people working there, that they aren't identifying what could be legitimate sightings and legitimate visual evidence and really focusing on those instead of just throwing up example after example of aspiring hoaxers. Some of them are just absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe they must really have fun when they post some of these videos, just making bets on how many people will think that this is the real thing. And I could see that this could be actually pretty fun.
You know, it could be a matter of cynicism, too, that he doesn't believe any of this stuff. We believe that we have Gogs Mackay joining us. We believe we have Chris O'Brien and Gene Steinberg, because you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid, garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris, assisted by Gogs Mackay, one of our loyal listeners and participants in our forums, is also a guest panelist. Gogs, you're about to say something. Go ahead, and then I have an idea to segue to another discussion. Go ahead.
I was just going to mention, when Chris was detailing some of the videos he thought had some merit, did he see the one that seemed quite recent of some kind of red-lighted object, possibly a triangle or something, that had a rotating kind of spotlight underneath that was from Midland, Texas? And I'm pretty sure it wasn't CGI, and if it was some kind of other hoax, it was another one that was well done, and it didn't appear to me to be any kind of normal, run-of-the-mill aircraft that I know of. I could be totally wrong, because I don't pretend to have any expertise in that, but it should be easy to find. But I thought that one was quite interesting. Even if it's not a spaceship, I don't know what it was, and it just interested me because I'd been in that neck of the woods. I suppose that's what picked my ears up. But if you haven't seen it, check it out after.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to look it up right now while we're talking, and I'll go ahead and have a look at it.
Yeah, and can I quickly go back to when we were talking, when Chris was talking about how, Rich Dolan had appeared on Camelot, Project Camelot. I was wondering just about this whole thing about people who are generally considered, genuine people in the field. And, Joseph Farrell and Klaus Donner, they've both appeared on Project Camelot. But I'm pretty convinced if anyone watches it, you can see in their eyes that they realize they've made a mistake when Kerry Cassidy inevitably puts her foot in it and asks some completely ridiculous question. So I think even, pretty respected researchers, people that, we enjoy having on the show or seeing elsewhere, that, maybe sometimes people just make mistakes about where they're going to, appear. And
the reason you're hearing Chris laugh is, let me tell you what happened here. Apparently there are two Pacific times to deal with. There's Pacific time that we deal with normally in America, in the continent, And then there is a Hawaii Pacific time, which is an hour earlier or an hour later? An hour later, I guess, whatever it is. I can't figure this out, but Blake Cousins just called me as we were talking, and he's going to be on the show. So we've been talking about him for the past hour or so, and now it looks like he's going to be on. He says he'll join us in a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand, he has not heard what has gone on so far. We're not going to send him any hints about what we've done. We're simply going to ask him the questions that we've already voiced to you, see what he comes up with, and see what happens, and see where it takes us. He'll be on for, say, four segments. So this could be fascinating how this is going to go. All right, we had some confusion, ladies and gentlemen, about the time zones, but he's here now, Blake Cousins. His site is thirdphaseofboom.net, and he also has a channel on YouTube. And the first question I want to bring to you, Blake, and welcome to the show, is how did you become interested in the subject of UFOs? I tried to look you up, and I couldn't find much of a bio.
Hey, thanks for inviting us at Third Phase of Moon, Christopher. We got interested in UFOs pretty much at an early age. I have a twin brother, and we both have experienced UFO sightings at an early age. We grew up here in the state of Hawaii, so the skies are crystal clear. You can see to the edge of the universe, basically, and super clear skies, lots of activity in the skies. So we're always looking up, and things have been happening over here. On December 30th, 2010 was the most outstanding sighting we've had. That's what pretty much really made us go full-blown on Third Phase of the Moon to get the word out. And a friend of ours told us to come over. We have video equipment. And to come over to his house three nights in a row, he's been seeing lights over his house, and we got to go over there and check it out. So we did, and on our birthday, December 30th, 2010, around 10:30 at night, basically things hit the fan. Three football size, 300 yard size triangle formation just pretty much came down on us, intimidated us, silent, and just floated right over us, and pretty much our perspective on things changed since then.
How long did this sighting persist?
It lasted for approximately a minute and a half. You saw it come from one part of the sky and then come directly overhead and then move along to Waipio Valley, the Valley of the Kings. This area is known as Kukahaili, and the ancient Hawaiians called it Kukahaili. It means the dancing lights. So the ancient Hawaiians were seeing things back in this area for hundreds, if not thousands of years. So, something's going on over there at Kukahaili, and the Hawaiians named it that for some reason. And I imagine it's exactly because of that. And, at Third Phase of Moon, we started asking people from around the world if they've captured anything amazing in regards to UFOs. You could contact Third Phase of Moon via Skype or Facebook, and we started getting response from all around the world.
Let me go back, though. I want to go back before that case.
Sure.
All right, fine. What line of work are you in?
Well, right now we're in ufology.
This is your day job. What's your educational background?
Educational background, University of Nations, UH Hilo. I have no degree, graduated from high school, did a lot of self-taught kind of things, try to be good in everything. We did a lot of photojournalism for about 15 years, so it kind of got us inclined to know how to shoot with the camera, know how to deal with people, know how to, retain exclusives and get a network vastly around the world.
Now, when you do receive photos or movies, do you use your experience and background to vet those photos to see which ones are fake and which ones are real?
Well, we look at the videos, and, Third Phase of Moon, we're not 100% right on target, and it's hard to in this kind of, field. We look at it. If it's something amazing and it's controversial and we don't know how it's been done, if there is a hoax, we're going to put it out there. We want to keep it transparent, let the people decide. We have over 600-something-odd videos. We've done over, 60 Skype interviews with eyewitnesses sharing their videos. And, I know for a fact that You know, a lot of these things are real, and something's going on over the sky with planet Earth.
All right, so you're saying here that you won't post a video that you feel is an obvious fraud. Is that what you're saying?
If it's obvious, which there's many obvious videos that come into us that are blatant, outright, straight-up hoax, frauds, making fun of the situation, of course we won't post that.
So you're saying here that on the surface, at least, looking at the stuff that you have on there, it appears to be at least genuine to you.
I would say about 80% of the cases in there seem very genuine. You know, there are a few in there that are definitely suspect, but we really, you know, we don't see how it's been done. You know, somebody might have put a lot of work into it if that's the case. You know, there are some suspect videos, and, you know, we let the people decide. I would say, you know, there are some suspect videos on Third Phase of the Moon, but by far, we are the top UFO channel on YouTube. We get a lot of, you know, videos sent to us, and we're just putting them up there as fast as we get them.
So how much time are you taking? Are they just coming in every single day? You get several? With 600 videos in, what, a couple of years, it surely is something that you had to really get up there pretty quickly. Let me just tell our listeners, we have to do a break now. We have Blake Cousins. His site is thirdphaseofmoon.net. He's here late because mostly it was a time zone confusion, so we've gotten things straightened out now. So certainly you've heard our advanced comments, and now we'll even get into a few listener questions of him. Joining us on our panel is Gogs Mackay. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure
enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene, with Chris, with Goggs on the Paracast, we have Blake Cousins joining us in the final portion of this week's episode of the Paracast. Chris, you had a question.
Blake, I want to talk about your background a little bit here. Are you an avid UFO kind of seeker? What books have you read? Do you have any favorite authors out there that you're familiar with their work? Do you have a library of UFO books? I mean, how much actual education, whether self-taught or otherwise, do you have in the subject?
Well, sure. You know, when I was, I think 13 or 14, the first book I read was The Gulf Breeze Sighting by Ed Walters and Francis Walters about their, the Gulf Breeze mass sightings going over there. You know, I always had a fascination with UFOs. Any book that had UFOs here in the state of Hawaii, which is a limited, selection, I'd get my hands on them.
You're saying that a lot of these books are not available in Hawaii? It seems to me that just about any book available on the continent here would be available in Hawaii. You certainly have major booksellers there.
You know, some of the little schools that we went to growing up, their library was very limited. And,
okay, so it's not a question of going to a bookstore.
Yeah, the bookstores where we live is about 50 miles away. So at that, at that age, we're not able to walk to any bookstores in our small town. You know, it's a pretty, quaint town we live in Honoka'a. The closest bookstore would be Borders, but they're out of business now, which is approximately 60 to 70 miles away from here. So, we basically, UFOs, sightings, Henry Winkler's TV show was very fascinating. The Greatest American Hero with William Catt was real fascinated about the aliens leaving him his suit, and he lost the directions on how to use the suit. So, there was a lot of, just self-taught interest in the ufology world. We didn't go to any universities learning about ufology, but we've interviewed some of the top ufologists like Stanton T. Friedman and Dr. Roger Lear, and we're going to be talking to Stephen Bassett a little bit later today. So we're getting a handle of what's really going on around the world. We have about 13 videos submitted to us daily. And, like I said, we have 600 videos. It's almost one every day for the past 2 years. Sometimes we post 3 sightings in a day. I have a sighting coming in from L.A. that we just received of a, incredible light display interaction with the camera, zigzagging, you name it. And another amazing video we retained yesterday is on location at Area 51, where this cameraman by the name of Andrew is being chased by, the white pickup truck. And it's probably the closest video, clearest video of what the workers at Area 51 look like and what kind of vehicles they really have. It's amazing footage. We'll be posting a little later on Third Phase.
Blake, I have a couple questions for you. Now, out of all these videos, the 600-plus, have you ever submitted any to a real recognized analyst in the field of ufology? And can you even name an analyst in ufology?
I think Third Phase of Moon is the analyst. We take a look at the video. You know, some of these objects in the sky are, you know, there's a little distance between them and the shooter. So we blow these videos up. We put a lot of brightness contrast into it to reveal the object. We, you know, we slow it down. We, you know, we put it through tweaks.
Yeah, but you're not an optical physicist. You don't have training in the actual science of how these objects can be analyzed in terms of visual evidence, whether it be a photograph or a video, correct? You don't have any training in this.
Well, we did the University of the Nations. We're AVID certified editors. So,
you have worked on an AVID?
Yeah, AVID certified. And, you know, we've won the Guggenheim Museum Award for top 120 artists on YouTube. George Lucas actually awarded us for a film that we did called The Chronicles of Young Skywalker. So we're apt at knowing on how to look for special effects and analyze special effects, if there is any. And, you know, so we are quite apt in knowing exactly on how to analyze a video. I don't know of any other operation out there on the planet that takes videos like we do on a consistent basis.
Volume doesn't mean quality. I mean, have you ever submitted anything to, let's say, Bruce McAbee or Jeff Sanyo or some of the accredited analysts out there who are very good at what they do and been doing it for decades?
Well, look at, we just posted a video called Mass UFO Sightings from Around the World, I believe. It's our latest video, or second to our latest. It's about an hour long with over 13 to 15 Skype interviews with their videos submitted. You know, people can take a look at the video, analyze it themselves. It's up to the people to do their own investigations, have their own opinions.
Yes, but you're saying, though, that you're subjecting this to your own analysis, okay? That you're analyzing this stuff, you're looking at it to see whether it passes muster, you're certified on AVID, you're a video professional, and therefore you have to take a little responsibility to what you do and for your work. Is that fair?
Certainly.
Okay. Chris.
Couple of videos on here that I can't believe you posted. This one with the T-Rex jumping out of the water in South Africa, to me, is, I mean, it's humorous. It would be great on some sort of America's Funniest Home Hoax videos, but, or South Africa's most funny hoax videos. But, you know, how do you justify releasing something that's so obviously a hoax that... Is it just to bump up your hit counter there? Or, you know, I'm trying to figure out what the motivation is here. How are you guys paying your bills if you're spending so much time with Third Phase of the Moon and getting these videos posted and doing this in analytical work that you're talking about, creating documentaries? You know, what's in it for you besides the notoriety?
Well, let's start with the sea monster out of South Africa. You know, there's all kinds of comments. If you look at that video, how many comments are on that video? 1,000 or so?
Forget the comments. Is that what you wanted? Did you post this for the comments?
No. The point is everybody has an opinion of what it really is. If you, Gene or Chris, could replicate what you see there, which I can't, I don't know what it is. I would like to see somebody recreate it if they can. Do you know what it is, James? Chris, do you know how it was done? I don't. If you could tell me, I'd love to hear it.
It doesn't appear to splash when it goes back into the water. So
zoomed it up. We zoom in on it. There's a splash as it exits and enters. There's a action within that it looks like. There's a force within, like there's muscles within it. And for a split second, it looks like there's something caught in his mouth. Like he's actually capturing or attacking a fish. I don't know. It's suspicious. It's interesting. It's going to go up on Third Phase. You know, what is this? This video is about 2 years old. We've been around for, you know, 3 or 4 years on Third Phase. 600 videos, you're not going to hit them right on the button every single time.
Well, could you give us an approximate, let's put it this way, if you had to, let's say, put an approximate number on the amount of videos that you feel are real and legitimate versus the ones that are even questionable, you know, what would the ratio be?
Well, like I said earlier, I think the percentage would be about 80% authentic, 10% questionable, 5% sensationalistic, possible hoax.
Okay, I would actually flip flop that the opposite. I think about 80% of them are questionable, and there are, don't get me wrong, like there are a number, and I haven't gone through all 600, obviously, but out of the videos I have gone through, there are one or two in there that I think are really, really worthy of further analysis by professional analysts. But don't you think that there's kind of a problem here of muddying up the waters? I watched your video with Dr. Linda Hostelik, who I believe is a doctor of osteopathy, and she had a very interesting quote in there, which I think applies to your website, and I want to get your comment on this. She says, a red herring is like when a whole bunch of things are thrown out there. Maybe there's 20 things thrown out there, but only one is real. The other ones are designed to either be fake, so you don't know that the real one is real, or designed to confuse, manipulate, and control. I think that, at least in my mind, really illustrates the problem right now in ufology, where we have so many people that are experimenting with CGI, people that are experimenting with reflections on glass, people that are experimenting with kites and suspending objects in a way that doesn't reveal the manner of suspension. You know, I'm looking at a number of these videos, and I can very readily explain how many of them, if not most, are done.
I'll tell you what, we'll explain more to our listeners in a moment. Blake Cousins joins Gene, Chris, and Goggs. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.